Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Welcome in to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I'm your host, Dima Mixon, here on this beautiful day here in the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg. The beautiful weather outside. Kind of a tough day on the show for all of us here at the Super Talk family. A good friend of the show and a good friend of our normal host, Bob Getty. Larry Warren passed away yesterday, right, Michael?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, yesterday. Yep. So Bob is out today. He'll be out a couple days this week as they prepare for funeral arrangements. And so certainly our thoughts and prayers are with the Warren family and with our host, Bob Getty, who is a dear friend of his. So our thoughts and prayers to him. Kelly is out today as well. We never really know where he is. But Michael
Don't want to know. Don't
yeah,
want to know.
We don't really want to know. But Michael Mergens is behind the controls today, and so you'll have just me. We have a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk to Heath Hinton just in a second from Big Gold Nation. We'll get on to Scott Kirk with WDAM-TV to give us some updates on high school football, but also Southern Miss football, kind of his thoughts as we enter into November. Then on the last segment, we'll talk to Jason Baker, play-by-play for Southern Miss, about the women's basketball starting tonight, men's basketball tonight, so plenty of in store for you, as always. This first segment is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You can take your family down there to cater your next need that you need catering. You can get Dickie's Barbecue Pit. They always have great sides. We appreciate their sponsorship of this program. Heath, thanks for coming on to talk to us today. You know, there was something about this game between Southern Miss and Arkansas State in football that kind of, to me, I was thinking the other day, or once I saw the final score of Arkansas State Troy, I was thinking, in a way, Arkansas State caused, not directly, but indirectly, caused Southern Miss to fire Will Hall, which then in turn led to Charles Huff coming to Southern Miss, which then in turn leads to now a showdown at Arkansas State in almost like a Southern Miss at Arkansas State, you know, we're going to show that we were not the team that when Arkansas State came here last year that got Will Hall fired.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that's kind of interesting, throw this on the fire a little bit, a couple of players from Southern Miss who are at Arkansas State, a running back that's playing a lot of minutes, playing a lot of snaps, Kenyon Clay up there now, used to be here. So a lot of intriguing stories in this, but seriously, man, how great is it that Southern Miss playing meaningful games in November? I'm trying to figure out, Dima, have you covered Southern Miss when they played meaningful games in November? Or is this kind of your first go-around?
Only in that 2022 season, you know. You know, I don't know if we could really consider it meaningful games back then, though, because they weren't like this. They weren't in contention to win the West. It was all about just to get to a bowl game, right? This is real meaningful football here. Not saying anything that the 2022 team wasn't, but, you know, it's obviously the stakes are higher when Southern Miss goes on the road to Arkansas State. And Glenn, I mean, not Glenn, Heath, you know, I'm so used to talking to Glenn on my, you know, YouTube videos, but Heath, an Arkansas State team that didn't start great, but they've really come along the past several weeks.
Yeah, they have. They played well. I mean, you look at them, they've went on the road, one of the hotter teams in the Sun Belt. I just, you know, it's a team that gets better. It gets better throughout the season, and that's for their head coach. And I don't know, man. It's it just turns into one of these situations to where things are coming together. Both teams, they have a loss. Southern Miss doesn't, but they did beat Troy, which is really meaningful right now because if Southern Miss can win this game, wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So Southern Miss
What a place you would be in.
Right. If Southern Miss beats Arkansas State, I mean, they're in the driver's seat for the West. But more than that, Troy still has to go to Old Dominion in a couple of weeks, which I don't think that's a given win for Troy. So if Troy were to lose to Old Dominion, I mean, Southern Miss can shore this thing up before Troy even comes to Hattiesburg.
Yeah, and Arkansas State still has to go. They have to play, I believe, Louisiana maybe, App State too.
They play on the road at App State.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there's a lot of football left to be played, even with this. It's going to be a fun 4 weeks of football in the Sun Belt, especially in the Sun Belt West. I think we all know who's going to come out in the East. It's James Madison.
Yeah.
They're a juggernaut over there. Nobody's going to beat them. I don't see it happening, not the way they play in the second half. This Sun Belt West is going to be fun to watch, and you know, never know what may happen. Could Southern Miss put themselves in a position to host the Sun Belt championship game? It's a little too early to say that. Right now, you just got to play one at a time, and Arkansas State's next up. And, you know, 11 o'clock game, Southern Miss has already had a bye week going on the road and won a game in a tough atmosphere at Georgia Southern. So I think that they're in good mental shape that they'll be able to do it again, hopefully.
Golden Eagles 5.5-point favorites on the road at Arkansas State this weekend. Glenn, I keep saying Glenn. I got to stop saying Glenn. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm so much better looking than he is.
I know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just so used to saying it. My bad. Heath, men's basketball and women's basketball both start out tonight against the men are against Buffalo. The women are against Northern Illinois. You know, we'll start with the women's side. I really am curious tonight to see what Missy has done with this program and kind of how they look tonight against what are they, the Wolves? I don't even know what Northern Illinois are.
I think they're the Huskies.
I was looking at their mascot. I was like, that's either a wolf or a muskie. So, a husky.
It's a canine, whatever it is.
It's got four legs.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm looking forward to seeing what Missy and Lauren and the coaches have really done to bring in players. They bought in a lot of size. Her first year when she went to Monroe was fantastic, if you remember. Mm-hmm. So let's see if we can get that happen here at Southern Miss. I think what they've done, it's going to be interesting to watch the difference in what the Lady Eagles were in the past and what they were what they are now. This is going to be a much more open team. They're going to be more of an outside. If they have an outside shot, they're going to take it, and they're going to play tough defense and rebound. It's going to be a fun team to watch. So excited to watch Lady Eagles tip it off tonight.
And it's against the Northern Illinois team who went 13-17 last season, but did make the MAC championship game, which was interesting to me that they, you know, they did make the MAC championship game, and I think they have a lot of returning. So that'll be an interesting game. The men are on the road at Buffalo, which I don't know. I don't know how you feel, Heath, but going all the way up to Buffalo as a basketball team to me, it just sounds crazy. But they're on the road at Buffalo. You know, this is a big, big year for the men's team. What do you want to see tonight?
You want to see improvement. You saw a little improvement from Houston Christian to Jackson State. They won that game. Do you want to see continued improvement? Because there's so many new pieces to this basketball team. It's going to be a tough win up there. But if they can get that win up there, build some momentum, get some wins and out of conference, leading in the conference play. Let's be honest, Sun Belt's a one-bid league. Mm-hmm. So really what you do out of conference, it's all about getting prepared for conference play and winning in conference. And I think that's what these, you know, all these road games in pre-conference play are about. It's about, you know, the team coming together and realizing what they can be. A lot of unanswered questions with this men's basketball team. We're going to get some answers tonight. It's, you know, as they say, the skins are out. It's time to play for real. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. What these Golden Eagles can do, We just don't know, Dima. I don't know about you. We just don't know yet.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the men's team plays Tougaloo here on in Hattiesburg on Thursday night for the home opener. Glenn, after the Tougaloo game, they won't be back home until November 18th when they host William Carey. And then following that, they won't be back home until December 8th. So you only have about three chances to see the men at home in the, over the next month and a half, which is crazy because they'll play eight or nine games.
Yeah, I know, Dima. Hey, you know, hey, call me Glenn again. I'm calling Glenn. I'm gonna tell him to get on to you. I'm joking with you, buddy. It's all good. It's a tough out of conference schedule. It is.
Did I just call you Glenn again?
Yeah, you did.
Good
I'm laughing
it's
about
like,
it. I'm laughing
it's
about
just,
it.
It's just it's in my head. Golly,
it's funny. Listen, when you only got four chances really to see the Golden Eagles at home. It's tough. It's really tough. But because of profit sharing, you've got to go and play these games on the road so you can have enough money to bring in players.
Right.
Which is why you're playing all these road games. There's no question about why they're playing them. You got to pay for a team, and it's not cheap these days. So to do that, you got to go out, play these road games, get the big money in to put you a team together.
For sure. Heath, thank you so much. I apologize wholeheartedly. You know I love you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll see you next time. Thanks, Heath. We'll be back with Scott next on the Eagle Hour.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Eagle Hour. I want to remind you about Forest Healthcare. Forest Healthcare reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of year, but don't forget about the most important player, that's you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Healthcare can help with medical expert care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Also want to remind you about Eagle Tire West, former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren. Invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck services at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. That is also who sponsors this next segment, segment two, Eagle Tire West. Thank you to Heath Hinton for coming on the show on the last segment. Want to apologize to him again for calling him Glenn the whole first segment. He runs a great site over there at On3, Big Gold Nation. Another great person who covers Southern Miss sports for a living and other high schools around the area, Scott Kirk, sports director at WDAM. Last time I hosted the Eagle Hour, he was the co-host with me. Scott, thanks as always, man, for taking up your time today and talking to a ding-dong like me.
Oh, no problem. I love coming on, and I have no problem assisting in the Dima Mixon Hour today. So it should be a fun one. It's a big week. It really is. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to start for a local situation. A lot of big high school games this week. Oak Grove on the road are hosting Pearl, I believe, and Petal hosting mm-hmm. Northwest Rankin. Petal trying to get that number one seed in their region in 7A. And then Hattiesburg on the road at Terry, and there's several other good matchups this week as well as first round playoffs for class 1 through 4.
Oh, I think it's going to be a very, very fun week. I feel like November for college and high school football, definitely the longest month of the year. That's where you make or break, you make memories, it's also that weird in between time. Like you said, we got playoffs for 1 through 4, regular season finales for 5 through 7. I'm not a big fan of the Thursday, Friday games. I'd rather have them all one crack. It gets a little confusing. Oh, this is playoffs. This isn't. But for Oak Grove and Petal, like you mentioned, I think those are going to be really fun matchups.
Pearl has been a tough out. I think Oak Grove understands that. They were happy to escape Northwest Rankin last week. Petal has been humbled a little bit, but the, you know, chance for them to get a number one seed, that's huge for that community, for that program. A little sneaky matchup in the Pine Belt. I think South Jones and Laurel, that's a region game now. I think it's just a fun local Jones County rivalry. Look at South Jones. They've beat every single Jones County team except for Laurel this year. So they can be Jones County champions. That's just a little high school fun fact for you.
Yeah, and Summerall also still alive in their region. They're going to be playing for the four seed. So started off good. You know, they lost several games recently, but they're still alive for the playoffs, even with that loss to Laurel, which they're going to host North Pike on Friday night.
Oh, totally. And I'm going to group Purvis and Summerall in the same conversation here. For both those teams, those programs to make the jump to Class 5A, I know Summerall has had a tough stretch as of late, but I think you have to be pleased with the job that Coach Drew Granger has done over there with the Bobcats. I know he'd probably say that he wishes, you know, they won a couple more games or whatever, but they really have been competitive.
Right.
The losses haven't been terrible. And 5A is a big jump from 4 to 5, especially in football. And I'm going to, you know, give a shout to Purvis as well. They are a very tough team. They lost to Wayne County last week, but they were a very tough out. And I think the transition, if you ask the fan bases, the coaches, it's been competitive, because I feel like if you ask people in the summertime, they would have thought maybe they had no chance. It's kind of been the opposite.
For sure. One more thing on high school, then we'll move on to Southern Miss. PCS in the playoffs in their first year in the MHSAA.
I love it. And I think talking to people.
And they get a home game.
Exactly. That's exactly what they wanted. And this is no disrespect to MAIS, but it's a little bit of a different ballgame, especially for PCS, right? If you look at the region that they used to be grouped in for MAIS, that private league, they were constantly going to Jackson, constantly going upstate, or the Jackson teams were coming down here. Now that they're in MHSAA, it creates more, you know, regional games. They have West Marion in their district. They had a great game 2 weeks ago. They hosted Tylertown last week. That was competitive. That's not too far away. In the non-region games, they were able to play teams like Seminary. It's so good to see that community over there, you know, play competitive football, meaningful football. They had a chance to win that district, came up a little bit short. They have a lot of superstars.
Yeah.
Smith Stringer, great quarterback, the son of Reed Stringer. Jet Henderson.
Yeah.
He's been a great wide receiver. Go look up these names if you're listening. These are good, talented kids. PCS is a great football program.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that if Stringer wouldn't have gotten hurt in that West Marion game, they might have won the division. So,
totally.
So, okay, Southern Miss, they're on the road at Arkansas State, Scott. In a game where I pitched this to Heath in the last segment, Arkansas State, indirectly, of course, but somewhat directly, caused Will Hall to get fired, right? Last year was his last game, Arkansas State at home. And that caused Charles Huff to be hired at Southern Miss later in the year. Now, Southern Miss heads to Arkansas State against several Southern Miss players who were on the team last season with a chance to get into the driver's seat of the West Division. How about that?
Oh, I mean that's how the stories have gone in the Sun Belt Conference over the last couple of years. I think it's going to be unique to see what Kenyon Clay can do for Arkansas State. He's had a couple big games for the Red Wolves. And going there, I remember that 2023 game when USM was on the road, different team, different regime, but it just seemed like Arkansas State was such a tough environment to play in. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think that team is always one of those teams where they're going to have you hanging until the very last second. Some would argue that maybe Arkansas State hasn't lived up to what we thought they would. I would say that, but they always find a way to keep it close. They really do. And if there's a week to catch Southern Miss off guard, this might be it. Coming off a bye, we saw how that second half against Georgia Southern fared. I'm not saying that's how USM will play, but I think Arkansas State is very, very snippy.
Yeah, they're 3-1 at home, and their only home loss is to Iowa State, who, if you watched that game, that they should have won that game. There was a play at the end of that game where, you know, they scored the game-tying touchdown. The refs called it back. They did the play over again and scored another game-tying touchdown, and the refs called that one back too. So
yep,
they're very tough at home. Jalen Rayner's, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the Sun Belt. He's not the best quarterback in the Sun Belt. Nobody's better than Braylon Braxton. I'll stand on a head with that. But he's one of the better quarterbacks in the Sun Belt. As you mentioned, Kenyon Clay, their leading rusher. You know, they don't run the ball great. They're kind of a running back by committee team where, you know, Kenyon Clay is only averaging like 43 yards per game. But his other back, Devin Spencer, he's also averaging 43 yards a game. So it's very similar to Southern Miss in a running back by committee scenario. They have a defense that has gotten a significantly better. Scott, they registered 9 sacks at Troy last week. So I think I'm with you. I think this is going to be a very, very tough game. This actually might be the toughest game that Southern Miss has played since the state game.
I would definitely agree with that. And I feel like once you get past Arkansas State, the only team that can beat Southern Miss is Southern Miss, right? Let's say this scenario happens where USM leaves Jonesboro victorious. They have control of the Sun Belt West. At that point, it's just USM competing against themselves. Can that team push themselves and hold themselves to the standard of excellence? Because at that point, everything else feels like a trap, if that makes sense.
What do you want to see from Southern Miss? Because, you know, last time they came off a bye, I would argue they played probably their best football game, at least first half of football that I've seen probably in several years in that first half against Georgia Southern. So I don't know if the bye week came at a bad time, because I just think this coaching staff is so good that they're not going to let the team come out kind of sloppy. But what do you want to see from Southern Miss? I mean, I don't think this is a game they're just going to go in there and roll them, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, I don't think so. But I think the biggest thing that I want to see is I want to see them contain Jalen Rayner. I want him to beat me with his arm. I don't want him to beat me with his legs. I want to take away anything on the ground and make him beat me through the air. I want him to test Anthony Richard. I want him to dare, if he try, test Josh Moten. I'm going to completely shut down anything with his legs and make him beat me through the air. That's what I want to see. I mean, Louisiana is a very different team. But I remember Lunch Winfield did have a couple good scrambles. He did make a couple big plays. You know, quarterbacks like that always seem to do that. But Jalen Rayner's a different level, and I want to take away that ground game.
Jalen Rayner, 2,123 yards on the season, 11 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Braylon Braxton, 1,959 yards, 18 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Obviously a game fewer than Jalen since they were off last week, but two very similar quarterbacks, two very similar systems, two teams that know each other. A lot of storylines. Scott, it'll be fun, and I don't know. I just think it's going to be a great game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I know people were a little upset about the 11 a.m. kickoff. Yeah. I can go either way on that. Being the media industry, I'm a big fan of the 11 a.m. kickoff. First thing I see, I have all day to diagnose it.
Yeah,
I think if you're a fan, too, it goes either way, because you don't have to look forward to it. You have to wait for it.
For sure.
But then if things don't go USM's way,
yeah,
you kind of soak on it for the rest of the day. But I don't mind a little breakfast football. I really don't.
Scott, thanks for your time today, man. Go just follow all of his great coverage, WDAM. He just does terrific work over there. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dean. Appreciate it.
We'll be back on the other end of the Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back to the Eagle Hour. I wanted to tell you about MCS Home Center. Home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement center with local folks eager to help you. Give them a call today. Visit them at 7329 Highway 98 West. Also want to remind you about Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. This segment's brought to you by DBAT. You can take your kids over there to DBAT, you know, get them trained, get them ready to hit home runs in the World Series of Game 7, which I know our next guest, Jason Baker. Jason, I bet you were watching Game 7 the other night.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed a single pitch, Dima. It was just fantastic theater of baseball, and that's exactly how the World Series should be, in a Game 7 ending in extra innings, much like it did the other night. Not a dog in the hunt for me, other than I'm a huge Vlad Guerrero fan, but other than that, I didn't really have a team that I was pulling for. I was just pulling for good baseball.
Michael, I bet you watched the World Series.
Nope.
Really?
No.
Wow. Interesting.
The White Sox aren't in it. I don't care. Okay. So I will not be watching the World Series anytime soon.
Yeah, you might want to not plan on it for the next 20, 30
years. My Octobers
are
open for the near future.
I bet they are. Well, we got on Jason Baker, play-by-play voice for the women's basketball team. Tonight, Jason, the women's team hosts Northern Illinois in a team where, you know, I expect the women to be. It's a really interesting scenario where you have obviously Missy Bildebrack coming in. We've covered that extensively, but you still have a pretty new team here, and kind of a lot of people are just kind of eager to see what they expect tonight.
Yeah, and it's a veteran roster, so it's a roster that's got a lot of collegiate experience to it. They've all had a tie-in in some capacity back to Missy, and so now to see her collectively put this collection of players together and put them out on the floor, you know, it brings just a lot of excitement into Reed Green, Dima. You know, to be honest with you, right, it's been a long time. You know, longtime coach and Jordy McNellis here. And so now a little bit of change at the helm. And when you get that, it creates excitement as well. And so I'm super excited to see what Coach Bilderback and this team looks like. I have a picture and identity of what I think it's going to look like, but that's what I love about basketball season is it could be one way at the start and a completely different way by the end of it, and that's what makes basketball season such a cool journey.
And Jason, you know, you were good friends with Joely McNellis, and you know, I was at the preseason press conference with Missy Bilderback, and I mean, I think it's going to be a little bit strange for everybody tonight, just like knowing that Joy's, you know, not on the sideline. Obviously, she's watching down, but I mean, there has to be some kind of element with that as well, right? That it's just kind of, it is different, but it's also an excitement to it as well.
Yeah, in the Southern Miss game notes, the uber talented Maxwell Greeno, the SID for women's basketball, had a letter to Joy, an ode to Joy, as he put it. And I got to be honest, Dima, last night, about 10:35 last night in prepping for the game, I found myself a bit emotional. I was here when Coach transitioned in, Coach McNellis transitioned in, so my first two seasons of calling Lady Eagle basketball were the final two seasons for Rick Reese's career. And, you know, there's a note in the game notes that says it's been 7,921 days since somebody not named Joy McNellis coached the Lady Eagles. And that's just a long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of memories with Joy and Dennis and the family. And I still think about them often. And there's not a moment that's going to go by today that I don't think about, you know, those memories here inside of Reed Green Coliseum and coaching Nellis, but she's in a much better place, a lot less pain now, and now it's on to the Missy Bilderback era, and I'm excited to see this transition take place in a new era inside Reed Green Coliseum and see what she can bring into this Coliseum filled with memories.
You mentioned, you know, you had an idea of what this team is going to look like. Can you walk our listeners through that, what they should expect to see of how this team is going to play tonight against the Huskies?
I think it's up-tempo. I think Missy wants this team to play what I would call sort of a free form of basketball. You know, there'll be offensive sets, but it's going to be a lot more openness to the offensive side of things maybe than what we've had in the past. And so she's a much more offensive-minded coach, and certainly with this roster, it is very guard-heavy. It's going to be four guards tonight, probably one post on the floor. So that's a change. And it's four guards that can absolutely fill it up from outside. And so when there's an open look, she wants them to take it. And so, you know, I point to the last 2 years in the Sun Belt, the last two champions were bombs away from three. And, I mean, almost, you know, Marshall in the Grinnell system was almost a disregard for defense when it got to the half court. They would guard you full court. And then, last year I thought Arkansas State sort of ran a form, what I called the ghetto Grinnell, where they were doing the same thing, but it was a lot more loosey-goosey, a lot less structure than Marshall and Kim Caldwell, who's now coaching at Tennessee. And so I'm excited for that because it's an adaptive form of basketball to what the women's game is going through. I think it's a post-Caitlin Clark kind of era in the game of women's game where, you know, teams are very reliant upon the three, and I think that's one thing that, you know, the top teams in this league have done, have shot the three ball well, and if you do that, I think you're going to have some success, and I think this team has a lot of potential to set all kinds of records here from beyond the three-point line, and it's going to be up-paced and up-tempo and open, and that's what I love about it is there's a freedom to it from the offensive side of things that this team can accomplish, and it's not a disregard for the defensive side, but it's just a much more emphasis on the offensive end.
You know, health is such a big part of basketball, especially with how long the season is. You know, women's basketball, probably not affected by health as much as the men have in the past several seasons. But from a health perspective, I mean, it's the start of the season. How do you think they go about, you know, just making sure their players aren't, you know, just, you know, going to all be injured by the time March comes around, which seems so far from now, and with so many games in between now and then?
Well, I think that's where veteran teams sort of understand their bodies. They, like a Ja'Kayla Johnson, for instance, right? She's going to be the returning leading scorer on this team, a first-teamer in the All-Sun Belt. She knows her body. She knows what this season is like. This isn't a secret sauce to her. And so for her, it's about balancing and communicating. Our sports athletic trainer with Southern Miss, Julie Butler, is a wizard. She has done a marvelous job. I'm looking at him right now on the court, and she has them all upright and healthy and strong, and they've gone through a great off-season program to get here, and I think that was important. And, you know, the only question mark that we had was whether Whitney Hart would be available for game one, and she is fully ready to go for the Lady Eagles. And so she's recovering off a ACL surgery from a year ago. And so, yeah, man, I think health is a big part of it, and understanding the journey and the length that this season goes on and what it can do to your body. It's just understanding what your body is telling you and how to respond and take care of it. And look, they have made all kinds of leaps and bounds in recovery. We travel with more recovery items than we probably travel with more basketball items when we go on the road. And that's to get them ready. You know, hotels, you know, kind of accommodate you to a certain degree, but for the most part, you need to bring it on the road with you so you know what you've got, and we do a lot of that now, and it'll be fun. This team, you know, gets a few home games before we head on the road next week, so that's always helps as well, right? The road is where you really see that endurance and that stamina kind of get taken away from you.
Women's basketball hosting Northern Illinois tonight to open up the 2025-2026 campaign. Jason, you do play-by-play for Southern Miss football as well. They're in a big one this weekend against Arkansas State. I guess give me your quick just first thoughts on the Red Wolves versus the Golden Eagle matchup.
Well, you know, it's going to be unique. You know, they're a funky bunch, Arkansas State is. I mean, I lost to Louisiana Monroe, and now they've found themselves, and here they are kind of working their way back into maybe title talks in the Western Division. And, of course, the reality of it is our Eagles are on top, right? And sitting in the Western Division lead, it's ours to lose. And that is the reality. And so, you know, in Braylon we trust. And so we're going to get the QB out there and get going early on Saturday morning. It's going to be a situation, 11 o'clock kick, right? You got to come out and be ready from the jump. And I think the start of the game on the road is so vital to success, and it can't be overemphasized enough the way that we started on the road in Ruston, and you saw the result. And then everywhere else that we've gone on the road, Statesboro, Louisiana, right, this team has embraced it and got off to a good start, and that's going to be just absolutely vital on Saturday against a Butch Jones team that's going to play some good defense and get after you. And so they're going to be aggressive too, and we have to be prepared for that.
For sure. Well, Jason, we'll see you tonight. I know you're already at Reed Green, right?
I am. So I do a little work in between shoot around and tip, and I'll do my interviews with Missy. It's going to be cool, man, to sit down with the head coach and take that interview from my pregame show and visit with Ja'Kayla Johnson for our courtside show tonight. And I'll get all those knocked out, and then it's just peace and quiet until DJ Cujo turns the speakers off.
Jason, man, thanks for your time, and we'll see you tonight as the Golden Eagles, Lady Eagles, take on the Huskies.
Really looking forward to it, Dima. Appreciate your coverage.
Stay with us on the other end of the break, but first, before we go, don't forget about our podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. You can ask all of them to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, or as I like to name it, at least today, the Diva Mixin Hour. If you want to listen to the rest of the Diva Mixin Hour, stay tuned.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, I want to remind you about Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Mobe Beignet Company, go down there. The beignets are always warm. They're always hot and fresh. Every time you order something, they just put it on the thing and make it. I don't actually know how to make beignets, but that's how they definitely do. So go over there, get some beignets. This last segment is brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. They'll have all the games on this weekend and the basketball games tonight. Go out there, enjoy a nice meal, nice drink, whatever you like at 4th Street Bar and Grill. I hope everyone had a good Halloween. Michael, did you have a good Halloween? Or
it was long.
Yeah.
Being a Friday makes for a long weekend and way too much candy, which we'll have probably till Christmas because we always do.
Well, I saw in the news that there was this old fat man dressed as a pig arrested in Lamar County. That might be where Kelly is.
Maybe. No, Pearl River Community College has a basketball game right now. Because it's that time of year when everything overlaps and everybody's here and there. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. We got basketball, both teams on tonight. Volleyball still in action. You know, they lost this weekend against Texas State. Both sets. Volleyball's in action. Basketball's in action. Football's in action. High school football's in action. It's just a never-ending grind for people who cover sports like me, Michael.
And people putting their Christmas trees up on Saturday once Halloween was done. It's, yeah.
So are you a Christmas music after Thanksgiving or after Halloween?
Actually, I started today.
Okay.
Just briefly.
On the way in, I
got to admit, even though my wife dragged the tree out last night, want me to put it up, and it's still sitting in the living room. I'm going to try to, because I don't know. I like Thanksgiving. I think there's a lot of importance behind Thanksgiving and that we should focus on Thanksgiving and the earlier Christmas gets. And I'm going to try, but I'll tell you, now that you're a married man, a lot of times it's just it's a never-ending battle that sometimes you just have to surrender and throw your hands up in the air.
I like Christmas. I'm always a big man on Christmas being early. This is the thing. It's like during Thanksgiving, you're talking about what you're doing for Christmas. You're not actually talking about what you're doing at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're just talking about, hey, are you going to the pageant next week? So I just always couple Christmas and Thanksgiving together.
And we do a lot of Christmas lights at my house. I do a big display, and it's all year for me because I have to think of how I'm going to do things and that. So, yeah, it's pretty much 24/7 at our house either way. But I am still – the tree, though, because we have a fake tree because it's convenient. But growing up, we always had a real tree, and because it was real, we wouldn't get it until like 2 weeks before Christmas, just to keep it alive, make sure it didn't dry out. And that was going to the tree farm, and that was just a big part of the memories that, I don't know, I kind of like to put it closer. Of course, long ago, they didn't put the tree up till Christmas Eve. My grandmother talked about that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my wife wants to get a real Christmas tree too, but I just told her, I said, I just feel like my dog would eat it. I don't think it's good for them to eat the branches.
Possible.
Isn't it poisonous?
I don't think it's poisonous, but yeah, if they're not used to try the artificial first, yeah, see what they do, and then
I went to Sam's yesterday to get an artificial tree, and it was like $800, and I was like, I might as well just.
But they especially now with LED lights, because they last forever. Yeah. It's an investment. You consider how much you're spending for a tree over, say, 10 years.
So how much will like a normal tree cost? $250
No, probably depending on where you get it, maybe $75, $80
Yeah. So it's like a cost efficient thing, because you're going to be paying $75, $80 every year.
Yep.
But then over time, you know, for your fake one, you get that one for.
And again, I love real trees, but what a pain putting lights on them.
Yeah, I hate that.
I prefer the pre-lit, which we've had pre-lit trees that puppies have come into the family, and then they ended up making it not pre-lit anymore. And then I have to go through and redo it. And
now that's frustrating.
It was easier to buy a new tree. I got halfway through. I'm like, let's just buy a new one. Yeah.
No, I get that totally. It's the 21st century, guys. I mean, what are you going to talk about? I mean, we're here to make life easier.
Right.
That's the whole point of being on this earth, other than loving Jesus, is to make life easier.
But are we making it too easy?
No.
Because then it flies. I will say,
think
this
about
time
people
just
get to listen to the show. That's easy.
I think that's why they start Christmas so early, because it flies by, because we don't have that going out in the woods, down our own tree.
Used to just take a week.
Yeah. You don't have to make Christmas dinner. You can order it and have it delivered.
That's right.
It's just, it's kind of taking a lot of the fun out. Even Christmas cookies. My wife does it every year. We're going to make Christmas cookies this year. Yeah, right. Next thing you know, there's a big tray from Sam's in the living room. It's like, I didn't have time. So we've taken all the work out of it. So we got to start it earlier to actually enjoy it, take it in.
I love Thanksgiving just because I like to eat. But the thing is, like, to me, like, I've never been a big fan of like Thanksgiving food.
Why?
I don't, it's just not, it's kind of overrated to me.
Perhaps you haven't had the right Thanksgiving food, the good thing. Cause I've had some.
Well, I don't like dressing. I don't like.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like the cranberry, whatever that is.
What? See, I don't like
potatoes or vegetables.
My thing with cranberry sauce.
All I really have is turkey and rice.
I've been to the houses that make the cranberry sauce because they're trying to be fancy and all that. But if it's not shaped like the can, I'm not eating it. So this time of year is great because all the can Ocean Spray cranberry sauce is on sale. So I bulk up. I'm eating cranberry sauce throughout the year. In fact, I just ate one last week that we bought last Thanksgiving because the date was getting close. So
there you go. Well, if you're still tuned into this show, it's kind of what we do on the Eagle Hour. Thanks for tuning in. We really do appreciate everybody hanging with us. Michael, thanks for being the board and giving us your Thanksgiving advice. Thanks to Heath, Scott, and Jason for joining the show. We'll be back tomorrow. For now, for Michael Mergens, I'm Dew Mixon. That was the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.